This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Good morning, and you're listening to Love Keras on RTFM. And this is a beautiful day that we've got planned. I'm talking to Alyssa and Dawny from The Apothecary.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me again, girls.
It's always a pleasure, darling.
Always. Love talking to you guys. So, what's happening in your world? We've got Christmas in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's been pretty busy leading up to Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah, and I am living on antihistamines because I am allergic to this time of year.
Oh, Grinch over here. She's always said she's allergic to Christmas.
Yeah, our family do talk about that. But no, legitimately, like, the hay fever's pretty bad. But, you know, people are bringing pine trees inside at this time of year. They're so full of pollen. It's summertime. So, yeah, no, I've been living on antihistamines. Itching my eyes.
it's actually quite crazy for me because even though I've lived in New Zealand for 25 years pretty much, I still can't get used to a hot Christmas. Mm. All the Christmas songs I'm listening to when I'm hearing snow is falling all around us and I'm like, no, there's not. We're in summer.
Yeah. It's because all those Christmas traditions are Northern Hemisphere, like, that's why you can't get used to it. Like,
yeah.
All of those Christmas traditions are for the winter solstice.
They totally are.
Yeah,
they're totally
not for the summer solstice.
It's upside down. And do you know what? There's something that's actually come to my curiosity. So the winter solstice and the summer solstice, does it begin in New Zealand? Because New Zealand is the first day of time, isn't it? It's the first place Santa comes to visit.
Yeah, the first light.
Yeah.
We do get the first light. Yeah.
So, you know, the first day of every month is always the first day in New Zealand of every month. And then all the rest of the world carries on from that.
Yeah, I guess that's if you're following time zones, you know, the Gregorian calendar.
Yeah.
Because actually we are the first to see the sun, you know, in the mornings. But we're really only the first if you are applying those, let's call them colonial constructs of time.
Yeah.
You know, like the full moon happens when the full moon happens.
Exactly.
It's only humankind's, you know, application of whether it's happening here on the 13th of December, but actually it's happening in the UK on the 14th.
Yeah.
Or in the US on the 14th.
Yeah.
So it actually is happening at the same time around the whole planet. When it happens,
exactly,
it's our human made constructs of time that throws us out.
Yeah, it's a pretty tricky question that is, isn't it? But I'll go with the first is always in New Zealand. I like that one.
Yeah, first light.
We do first of everything. Light.
But yeah, I think that when we look at, you know, all of those Christmas customs that have been inspired by Yule, you know, or the winter solstice. And yeah, it does get a little bit tricky, you know, for us as pagan parents.
Yes.
How we flip some of those customs. So it's a little bit more aligned with the season that we're in. And like, I feel it because I feel it in my bones from our ancestors. But you're probably a lot more fresh here in this land. So
pretty much.
It's a lot more real.
Yeah. I mean, for me, Christmas has always been, well, I can't say it's been about religion because my family has never been religious. But it's all about presents and spending time with family and having that community companionship to enjoy the day. Always, it's different now because my family's on the other side of the world. So we always try and Skype Christmas morning so my parents can see my children opening up their Christmas presents. But it's Christmas Eve there. It's the night before.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea. It's a weird concept, but yeah, we just got to make sure Christmas is what it is, isn't it?
But you're still finding ways to connect.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's about, connection. And it's funny because when you said it's about presence, I was like, what's she talking about? Like being present, or is she talking about the gifts?
Well, for me, it's all, the presence is always more important than the present.
Yeah.
Because it's we don't see a lot of each other in the day-to-day life, but for certain ceremonies, I suppose you can say that the Christmas could be a ceremony. That's the one day where most members of the family put their odds aside and get together and celebrate one day for what the energy is meant to be.
And be present with each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And sometimes we do need a public holiday or an occasion to kind of make that happen, because I mean, I know for myself, and I'm sure everybody else is on the same boat, for their children,
yeah. It
isn't really about the presents, it's about the gifts. Like, have either of you two got lists from your kids about all the things that they want?
Actually,
is it just mine?
Taurus moon, yours, that's yeah. why.
She's all about the material stuff. What's yeah, no.
My boy just expects these presents all year round, so Christmas is a little bit of a weird concept that you get them all at once. Why can't I have them every day?
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, learning that one.
And my two, there's definitely a few things that they would like, but for them it's more about the occasion, I think. But then, you know, like we've really tried to instill traditions yeah. into this, where I can bring some summer solstice
vibes
into yeah. it. So like we decorate the outside of our house with yeah. Christmas lights, and that's something we've done since my oldest is nearly 13. When she was really little, we went to look at the Christmas lights and she was like, Mum, can we do this to our house? And I was like, well, not all at once. So I have, over the years, every year I just buy one set of lights, and so now we've got quite a few.
Yeah.
But for me, it's about that welcoming the light of summer solstice and celebrating the light is returned for summer solstice, and we're decorating the house. And they love it.
Yeah.
And they play the snow is coming stupid. And we make a whole big thing out of it, of us as a family decorate the house. And we do it different every year, and everyone's got their little zones that they pick and decorate how they want to do it. And yeah.
I think in UK, it's the Christmas time being is so important because there's nothing else in the middle of winter to look forward to.
Right.
Yeah. It's all dull and dreary and boring, and okay, we get snow sometimes, but it's all like there's nothing else to do, so everybody goes hard out on Christmas. And growing up for me, it was all about the presents, not the presents, the gifts. Not that we remembered half the stuff that we got given, but I remember coming downstairs and we'd have a settee full of gifts. Everyone individually wrapped, and he'd be there for about 2 hours unwrapping the presents.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, but you ask the next day, what do I have for Christmas? And you're like, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much overwhelm. It's not just one or two special things that, oh my God, I really wanted that. It's like all the things, all at once. And all individually wrapped as well. Even if you had bloody a pack of dice or something, each one of those dice would be wrapped. Mm. If you had a pair of shoes, each shoe would be wrapped individually.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bit over the top. Oh, no, and when you say it's going to take 2 hours to unwrap the presents, I'm sitting here thinking, how long did it take to wrap them?
Yeah, it's crazy, eh?
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I prefer Christmas in New Zealand. It's much gentler and softer, and not so everything has to be done on this day in one go, and then we've got nothing else to look forward to now till next year.
Which is interesting because, you know, the origins of Christmas being the winter solstice, being in the heart of winter, it is actually a time of, like, you're hibernating and you're going within and you're kind of reflecting. But it's also a time of hopefulness and promise because it's always been about, like, the rebirth of the sun, right?
Yeah.
The winter solstice is the longest night.
Yes.
And so after that, it's about the slow, you know, kind of returning of the powers of the sun. So, it is a time that's full of promise and setting intentions, you know, for the cycle to come. Whereas here in Aotearoa, we're at the peak.
Yeah.
You know, the Christmas actually aligns with our summer solstice, which is the zenith.
Yeah. We've already got the light. So that's why we're celebrating having it.
Yeah.
And we're saying thanks for the harvest because we are harvesting.
Enjoying the harvest.
Yeah, I've been out in the garden every day picking peas and kale and trying to stop the lettuce from going to seed. Like, this is a very abundant, joyful time of year.
Yes.
So it's about embracing that. Yeah.
And then the history of presents, of course, you know, like in winter and the Yule, you're giving the last of your things. Like, it's super special because you're giving the last of your whatever it is that you've
got.
You've
got an orange in your stocking and maybe a couple of nuts or something.
Yeah. Whereas here, where the gift giving, I don't know, maybe seems easier because we've got the abundance of strawberries, the abundance of peas, abundance of lettuce that we're trying to keep cool from going to seed. Like, yeah.
So I'm curious. Did you two ever grow up with a specific Christmas tradition that you just couldn't not do?
Well, we were raised pagan, pretty much. So it may not have had a label when we were really, really little, but so our customs were, Christmas Day wasn't big for us. We always did Christmas Eve instead. And we were raised by a solo parent. So money wasn't always abundant.
Yeah.
And so we usually, it was a holiday.
Yeah. Or a thing. Like, I don't remember actually getting any kind of individual.
The couch full of gifts.
No. I don't remember getting like an individual present as a kid. I'm sure we did, but I don't remember what they were.
Yeah.
But I do remember the year we got a tramp, you know, for like all of the kids, the
all
whole
of the
family,
kids to
and
play
like
on.
All the neighbours' kids as well. Like, I enjoyed that too. I remember the year we got a Sega Master System too, you know, and jammed that with the cousins like all summer, you know, taking turns. So, there are some, I think, customs that you can't avoid, even as a pagan parent, you know. Kids have expectations.
They do.
But we certainly weren't the kind of whānau to have a hot ham or sit around singing Christmas carols or anything like that. But in saying that, there probably was a few jams that we all belted out in the car on our, you know, our summer holidays and our road trips with mum.
Especially in the vehicles that had no stereos.
What's something we all know the words to?
I think when I think of a Kiwi Christmas, if I had grown up in New Zealand, I would think, all right, well, this is the time that we go on holiday and we can all spend the time together, having that nice 6-week break from school and having that opportunity to, well, adventure around, isn't it, if that's the possibility.
And sometimes that's what the present was a holiday.
Yeah.
You know, we'd all get to go somewhere and do something cool and make some memories.
Yeah.
And we still do that. I mean, the three of us spent Christmas together last year. We went camping together.
We did.
With all of our kids.
Like, and that was really cool. That was awesome.
Even though it poured with rain and the tent slept.
Hey, it's all part of the memory making.
It was practice.
The weather outside was weather.
Because it is Aotearoa, like if there's one thing you can count on, it will probably rain.
Indeed. Indeed.
Hey, should we break to a song?
Yeah, let's do that.
Should we play one of those anthems we used to belt out in the car?
Go on.
All right, this is Sublime. What I Got.
Got to find a reason why my money's all gone. I gotta at the bills I have to pay. I don't get angry when my mom smokes pot. Hits the bottle and goes right to the rock. Fuck it and fight it, it's all the same. Living with Louis Dog's the only way to stay sane. Let the loving come back to me.
I do recognise that song. I've heard that about, and I can tell that brought back a lot of memories for you too, the way you girls were singing along in the background.
Just be thankful it couldn't be heard.
I'm just impressed I know all the words.
I'm still very...
I won!
So road trips in the car, probably a guitar or two being thrown around, and off we go on a road trip with the family.
Yeah. Good to get away, eh?
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to the break after how busy it's been.
Yeah, sometimes we need a little escape, eh, and some downtime. Yeah,
it's pretty crazy in town at the moment.
Yeah, that traffic out there is pretty...
Oh, and people just get a bit silly, don't they?
Oh, don't they just?
There's just this expectation, I think, from society that we've got to have all of the things,
yeah,
you know?
The pressure.
Yeah. I think it's actually a really good time for us to acknowledge that and sometimes stop.
Yes.
Because I don't know about you guys, but it's already a really busy time of year.
Yeah.
And then they throw in like end of year assemblies for the kids at school.
Yes.
And what else? There's other things.
Year-end
parades.
Dinners and Christmas parades. My kids are in two Christmas parades.
Are they?
Yeah. It's full on. Yeah, all of the activities coming to a close and all having celebrations, which is lovely. It's lovely, all the celebrations with your friends.
It is.
It's a lot.
I mean, I'm having to call into work and say, look, you've got to book me off for this date because, yeah, school thing happening. And since I'm the only person and the only parent and the only one, if I don't go, my boy's not going to have anybody there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's... As lovely as it is, it's also quite overwhelming at times.
Can be. So, yeah, I understand the pressure, but, yeah, it gets a bit crazy. But, you know, really important to do that self-care as well. Eh?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you can't pour from an empty cup.
No.
Yeah, and I think what makes it even more full on too is that not only do we have all of our own individual expectations, you know, or obligations we have to fill, there's 1,000 other people that are also on the same.
I know, right?
You know, so that's why there's so much traffic and the shops are just a bit overwhelming. And, yeah, so even more important for us to practice that presence.
Yes.
Stop and have a deep breath.
Yes.
Or like you're saying, Karis, prioritise.
Yeah.
No, I need to do this. That's more important. So I'm going to let that other thing go.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I am blessed to be in the situation that I am now that I can do that.
Mm.
Because if I was working a normal job, I wouldn't be able to do that. If I was working a normal 9-to-5, good job, I'm not normal.
I like that. But I think for us too, being that we do have a retail store, there is this, like I feel torn, you know, I feel a little bit conflicted inside between kind of tapping into that, you know, busy retail time of year, you know, and as a small business, let's admit, like this is the time that, you know, people spend enough to kind of give us a little break, January, like it gives us that little boost,
indeed,
you know, to sustain us through, you know, those summer months. So yeah, I do feel this conflict between acknowledging that and kind of needing that, and also this pull away from like the consumerism.
Yeah,
I guess as a witch and as a eco, you know, earth lover,
yes.
I also acknowledge that Christmases are pretty indulgent. you know, time of year. And not only is there all of the packaging and the presents and like all of that kind
all
of
that wrapping paper, individual dice and shoe,
excess trash, you know, but also, you know, that expectation of like we have to have all of the certain fare.
Yeah.
You know, like the roast ham, you know, all the turkey and, you know, the pavlova and, well, in this case, tiramisu. But, you know, any excuse. Yeah, I know, and I worry about that too, like all of the food waste that gets, you know, created.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
We have this consumer kind of expectation, you know, in our society. So doing little things that we can, you know, and it starts with our own families and
absolutely.
It starts with kind of creating new traditions.
It totally does.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm loving camping experiences now. I've spent a little bit of time getting my bits and pieces together through the year, so I can do that this year, hopefully, as a go away for a camping experience and make memories rather than just add to the pile of junk that goes on top of the toy box.
Yeah.
That never gets paid with again.
Well, that's why buying experiences, buying the vouchers and things is such a great gift, because
totally
it's saving the earth, it's making the memories, and there's still something there to open.
Absolutely.
You know?
And you know, you might not have time right now to go and spend that voucher or use that voucher, but that's a hold on till
last a year.
Yeah. I've got a little bit of time now and something's coming up, but I haven't got to worry. I go and use that voucher.
Well, this might be a good time to do a bit of shameless self-promotion, but we've got a great promotion or a offering happening at the moment, which is our Year of Self-Care, and they make amazing Christmas gifts.
They do.
And it's one massage a month for the whole year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they can be found on our website.
Which is?
www.theapothecary.bigcartel.com.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah,
and as usual, I link that to the Facebook post as well. You send me the link and I'll make sure that's attached to the post.
Cool. And hey, one of our customers actually let us know our website takes Afterpay.
Does it?
That was news to us. So yeah, that's actually something that, you know, you can get now and then pay for, you know, over.
That is so convenient, especially for, you know, when you've got lots of people to buy for as well.
Yeah.
To be able to spread that over several payments, that just helps out heaps.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be our Year of Self-Care. All of our massage vouchers and products are available on there. So,
yeah. Awesome.
But yeah, those doing those little things, like you said, Dawny, those, you know, new traditions that stop the consumerism.
Yeah.
And I guess that's where, you know, shopping local and buying handmade is really
supporting
important.
Local creators, supporting small businesses,
absolutely,
yeah, or even hand making gifts yourself,
yeah,
get your hands on some beeswax, pour your own candles, you know, dip your own candles, because then you're putting layers and layers of love, and thoughtfulness into those gifts too.
But you also offer workshops or things like that, don't you?
We do, and then also, like, if you are making stuff as well, we do have, like, say you want to make your own wine or mulled cider, or give everyone at the office a packet of handmade mulled cider mix. We sell all the herbs and everything here to be able to do that.
Because it's, you know, as somebody who's always been a I can do that type of person, it's all very well, but then I got to get the materials, I've got to source the materials, I've got to find the bags, the boxes, the trinkets, all that kind of stuff. But to be able to, you know, when you offer a workshop, that you, all that is provided, and all you got to do is come, sit down, and learn.
Yeah.
And if it's something you decide to carry on with, then go and buy all the bits and pieces. Mm. But yeah, it's a great opportunity to come and try it before you buy.
Yeah, 100%. So you don't end up with a laundry full of shelves full of
stuff
things
for
you
one
were
day.
Definitely going to get into. Someone's talking from experience.
Yeah,
I can tell.
I tell you what. Since my son's been walking and talking, I've not been able to throw anything away without this knowledge.
Oh yeah.
Because even like a plastic water bottle, he'll save it. He'll say, "Don't throw that away, Mummy." And I'm like, "Why? It's for a project."
Oh my god, I've got one of those at home, but he's 42. right, should we break to another song?
Yes.
I have got the perfect one. This is called Day by Day, and it's by a woman called Izo Fitzroy. And I think the message of the song is very much about taking things day by day, but it kind of speaks to like the resilience of the human spirit.
Ah,
yeah.
I love that. Let's have a listen. Thank you, Dawny.
One more fatal day to see it through. Heads are turning, spinning, moving, can't keep still. Searching for an answer, getting caught up in the thrill. She gonna take it back. She gonna take it back. She gonna take it back. She's gonna take it back. All the little things, insignificant little things. There's so much we hold so dear. And those who stand up tall, who think they know it all, hold on tight, knuckles white with fear. Walls crumble and fall, don't have nothing at the end of it all. Stop, take a minute and breathe. Oh, she's coming now. No time to mess around. Prepare, though you better be. Oh, she's gonna take it back. Oh, she's gonna take it back. Oh, she's gonna take it back.
You're listening to Love Keris on Art FM, and I am talking to the lovely Alyssa and Dawn from The Apothecary. So now is the time for our regular collective card reading. And I'm using my Peace of Mind, an intuitive healing oracle. And Dawny, what are you using today?
I have grabbed the Goddess Oracle off the shelf today. What I like about this is by Amy Sophia Marashinki. It has goddesses from like every culture all over the world. But why I've grabbed this is that this also offers like little rituals or like meditations or like things that you can do. So I wanted to go beyond like just a oracle, like a divinatory meaning.
Yes.
And I actually think I'm going to read out of the book today.
Okay.
And offer whatever card comes out.
Oh, I love it.
Offer what that meditation, yeah, or that
that's awesome.
For all of the listeners.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you. Thank cool. you.
Are you going to pull one, Russ? So, I think you guys have got it covered.
All covered. All right, so the two that have fallen out for me today, so the collective Christmassy card reading, peace of mind and not everybody's kappa. And peace of mind is all about allowing yourself to be yourself, allowing, we've been talking about traditions and things like that this morning, and tradition was formed by something that you've always done in a certain way, but it doesn't have to be that way because you can make your own traditions up as you go along. If you are not in the same position as you were, so for example, Christmas looks a bit different to me, it doesn't mean it's right or wrong. It's just bringing what you can into the atmosphere, into the energy, and enjoying whatever day that you've got in space. Because you're not everybody's kappa. Not everybody wants to do the same things. Not everybody is able to do the same things. So as long as you are doing everything to the best of your own personal ability and enjoying the day for what it is, not just the day, the season, because Christmas isn't just about one thing. Christmas is about the whole thing together, so... Yeah, I hope that makes sense.
I think that's a great card for family dynamics of coming together when maybe you don't always come together. And
not everybody sees eye to eye.
Well, not everyone has the same experience, even though they might all be in the same house.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, that makes sense.
And peace of mind, card number one. Well, new beginning, new starts.
Absolutely.
Time starts and new traditions.
Yeah. Let's go, go, go.
All right, are we ready?
We are, we are.
All right, the card that has revealed itself for this reading today is Durga, the goddess Durga. And she is fierce. Like she's from the Hindu Parthenon, and she's riding a tiger. She's got, it looks like maybe 6 or 8 arms, and each one of them is carrying like a weapon, or one of them has a shell. So it kind of feels like she's got a lot going on, you know, like she's got 8 arms.
Look at that sun behind her though.
Yeah.
Like, this is great for this time of year, this car.
Isn't this perfect? And there's movement, like, you know, it kind of feels like with her riding that tiger, like there's some speed, there's some action, you know, kind of happening in that card. Now, without looking at the book, what I know of Durga is that she is one of those kind of primal Hindu goddesses. I get a real base chakra kind of feeling from her. So it's interesting that the key word they've put with this is boundaries, especially with your kōrero about family dynamics.
Absolutely.
And, you know, sometimes we go into situations where we do feel a little bit awkward. This is probably actually the season of anxiety. For a lot of
before we, when you we were talking about the energy and the traffic and all of the things, and I kept thinking everyone's peaking because we're at the peak.
Yeah,
but yes, it is kind of a peaking type energy, isn't it? That frantic expectation.
Yes, waiting, doing, having to do, having to run around, having to be the busyness of it all.
Yeah.
So Durga, it's interesting that they've put boundaries there because I always think of Durga as well as like stamina, the keep going.
Yes.
She was, you know, because, and I hope I haven't got her story wrong, but from memory, her story was when the demons were overcoming the earth and no god could kill them. So they sent Durga in as a goddess and she slayed them. And then this is how Kali was born to lap up the blood. And she just kept going. They kept coming and she just kept going. And because there's that mantra of hers, which is, I always think like when I'm singing it, it's climbing that mountain. And I guess, again, the peak's coming in, climbing to that peak. Because her mantra just repeats and repeats and repeats. And you start slow and it gets faster, but it just keeps you going. And yeah. We'll do the listeners a favour and not sing it.
Go on.
No.
Is it because you can't remember it?
No, I remember it. It's because I don't want everyone to turn their radios off.
Okay. I'm not going to sing it, but I'm going to tone it, and I hope I'm remembering it correctly. But I think her mantra is like, Om Dom Durga Ye Namaha. Yeah, and it's a real base chakra vibrational mantra.
But that keep going, keep building, keep taking the next step. Yeah, perseverance.
And also with the grounding, just remember to ground yourself as you're doing all that.
Mm. Yeah. But yeah, so it's interesting that the card says boundaries.
And yeah, I love that you've picked up on that, Lissa. She's got that big solar disc right behind her head. So thank you, and guys,
all those hands, all those weapons. It's, you know, like, it's almost like all the plates spinning in the air. She just
she's on the go.
She knows she's got all the tools for the job, but she just has to keep fucking doing it.
Yeah,
sorry, language.
Keep spinning. Just keep spinning. Keep spinning.
Yeah. I love our interpretations. Shall I read the meditation in the book?
Cool, Fra.
All right. So the meaning of this card. You've called Durga up today to help create boundaries. What are you taking inside that should remain outside? Well, pine trees. No, just kidding. How are you not protecting yourself, your life, or your time? Is the statement, no, I can't do this right now, I need to care for myself, part of your vocabulary? Perhaps you feel dumped on by others. Are you feeling pulled off center by demands to give, give, and give? Wow, love this card for today. Durga is here to assist you in nurturing wholeness by creating and fixing the limits of your personal space. Establishing clear boundaries is an act of self-love. Having no boundaries gives others the message that you're limitless and want to be treated in a limitless way. No one is limitless. There are places where we get hurt, there are places where we're vulnerable, and there's places that need to be treated with care. So Durga says that boundaries are vital because they let others know who you are and where you stand. So the ritual suggestion for this card is called a sacred circle of self. So it suggests finding a time and a place where and when you will not be disturbed. Sit or lie comfortably with your spine straight and close your eyes. Create a circle around you of any material that makes you feel safe and protected. Once you've created that circle around yourself, make the space within the circle as large or as small as you need. It can be miles from the center of the circle to the outer rim, or it can just be inches. Take up as much space as you need. Now, fill your circle with whatever nurtures you. You can fill it with color, flowers, plants, animals, anything you want, so long as it nurtures, supports, and loves you. I strongly urge that you do not fill it with people. This is your private, sacred space, and you're not required to share your space unless you want to. The amount of space you need will vary on different situations. Sometimes you might need vast amounts of space, and other times very little, but the choice is always yours. The materials that you use to create the sacred circle of self may change over time. The sacred circle of self is adaptable and it's flexible to your needs. So sit with your sacred circle of self around you until you sense your boundaries are in place, ready to protect and nurture you. When you're ready, open your eyes and come back to the present. But to reactivate your sacred circle of self, all you need to do is pause, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and then visualize, sense, and feel that boundary around you.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
Absolutely perfect. And as I just come back to this. That was delicious. Thank you very much, Dawn. That was gorgeous.
Blessings to Durga and the spirit guides that directed our hands to that card and that message for everybody today. Blessed be.
And I think to finish that one off, I think we need a little bit of music.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Cool. Do you guys want to pick a song, or should I go off this list I've pre-prepared?
Go off your pre-prepared.
All right, this one is a classic. This is a beautiful summery jam. This is Sunday Shining by, I think it's pronounced Finley Quay.
Make it!
Wonderful. Thank you so much again. I love this music. I love just being introduced to so many different types and just vibes and stuff that I can really get my teeth into.
These waiata have all come from a Letha playlist. So Letha's like the old folk name for summer solstice.
Yeah.
And I've got, they're basically seasonal playlists.
I like it.
Yeah, so like the winter ones are all, you know, deep and slow and yeah, obviously my summer playlist is all very upbeat and there's lots of reggae and ska and
excellent.
Yeah.
She does often share them too on our Facebook page. Occasionally, yeah. She'll put one of her playlists up on one of the solstices.
I was actually so surprised. I think it might have been an Imbolc playlist that I was listening to, and I looked at it, and you know, this is on Spotify, and I had like 1,000 people have downloaded it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was like,
other people are listening to my mixed tape.
Yeah. Pretty special.
You're aging yourself.
Yeah. So that's one tradition that you've built for yourself.
Yeah.
So just out of curiosity now, so what kind of other traditions are you building for yourselves and your family and building around your children?
So for summer solstice, well, like I said before, we decorate the outside of the house with the fairy lights and you know, the Christmas lights, but it is the fae time of year. So, you know, to light their gardens and their spaces is great.
Yeah.
So we do that. We have three birthdays on summer solstice in our whānau. So birthday traditions play a big part.
Yes.
And of course, you know, the birthday candle and the making the wishes, but there's other ways that you can bring wishes into this time of year as well. Bay leaves are a beautiful Celtic tradition of writing your wishes on the bay leaf and burning it.
I got given a heap of bay leaves the other day. I'll certainly be
At the moment. Yeah, my bay tree is going nuts at the moment. So that's a great tradition if, you know, you're looking to bring another tradition in. Flower mandalas. I remember one year we had, for my daughter's birthday, she had, must have been about 10 girls, and they just raided the garden and did a massive flower mandala on the lawn.
Oh, cool.
And then we stood around and we set intentions and gave thanks for, you know, what we had going on. What other traditions do we do, Dawny? Oh, Dawny's got her old Grinchy.
So, yeah, our whānau usually get together because, like, it is mum's birthday on the solstice, and then we usually get together on Christmas Eve. And so while all the kids are there, I'm the auntie that gets them together for, like, story time.
Yeah.
And tell them all about Krampus, you know, because they're all about Santa and, like, the presents that they're getting and all of that sort of thing. And, you know, have they been naughty or nice? And
Krampus?
Yeah, well, come on, you must know where that whole kōrero comes from.
No, I can't say. I can't say you're the Krampus.
There's a pre-Christian deity, and in fact, they're kind of two counterparts. It's almost like the dark and the light that kind of come together.
He was Germanic.
Yeah, but shows up in like Austria, Czech Republic, like Slovakia, Slovenia, like all of those kind of Baltic kind of countries, where they talk a lot about Saint Nick. But Saint Nick was like the good guy that went around giving all the presents to all the well-behaved children.
Yeah.
But he had a bro who was Krampus, who was like his dark other half almost. And he is that kind of very devilish, demonic-looking figure. Yeah. You know, in all the images of Krampus, he's kind of got like this goat's head or cloven feet, and sometimes he's like dressed in chains and, you know, things like that. And his custom was that while Saint Nick was walking around giving out all the gifts to the good children, Krampus was whipping the naughty ones with his birch branches.
Oh, wow.
Or snatching them up and throwing them in a sack.
Yeah, Santa's sack. I think that might be where that comes from.
I'm glad I was on the other side of the water.
So I actually think some of those traditions or customs have been really embraced now in the modern age. And they have like their Christmas parade in Austria is like Krampus night, you know.
Okay.
And heaps of people go all dressed up as Krampus and stalk the streets, you know, in a big parade. So that's cool that some of those, you know, those legends, and where some of those practices or customs have come from, I'm all about teaching the kids the origins.
So don't even get it started on origins of where the fingers come from.
That's for another show.
So that's our that's one of our traditions is we'll gather all the kids around on Christmas Eve and I'll tell them the story of Krampus. What are some other things that we've done in our whānau? I know that, like, for Easter, I started a tradition where we don't give chocolate eggs, we give slippers.
Okay.
You know, because we're getting into the cold time of the year.
Yes.
Eggs are spring, they represent rebirth, you know, and renewal. Whereas our Easter, of course, happens at April, the end of April, where we're entering the autumn. So, yeah, I started that when I was a kid, actually. I said to Mum, let's do slippers instead of Easter eggs.
That wasn't what she said. She just one day went, why haven't I got my Easter slippers? And I went, do we do Easter slippers? And I was like, huh?
Every year since then we've got Easter slippers. So yeah, I was probably about 11 or 12 when I just decided that's what
Easter
we
slippers.
Do.
That actually sounds like a plan.
Yeah, we've been doing that for nearly 30 years. So, but that's the tradition.
Is, like Dawn said before, summer solstice is Mum's birthday, and so she gives all the grandkids. She doesn't do Christmas presents for the grandkids.
Yeah.
She does solstice gifts.
Okay.
And she always does them something they can wear, something they can play with, something they can read. So they get an item of clothing, a book, and a toy.
Yeah.
And that's their...
Yeah.
Do you know what? That's actually really cool because it keeps it confined. It keeps it, what am I going to buy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's usually the worst thing, isn't it?
And I think that she simplified that saying of something you want, something you need, something to wear, something to read.
Yes.
Yeah.
What others? Candle magic.
That's something about the summer solstice too, is because you are honouring the peak and powers of the sun. You know, you're honouring the longest day.
Yeah.
And so fire, any fire rituals, you know. So you can have a bonfire, you can light some candles, you know, on your feast table, or even something as simple as just having a barbecue.
Then we're
cooking with fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing more basic than that.
Being outdoors as well, taking it outdoors.
And of course, you girls have got this beautiful shop here. So you got any offerings, especially for the Christmas season, if anybody's looking
for... Well, we've got the year of self-care because that's part of, you know, that was the struggle that I talk about,
about
before, where, you know, we want to be a little bit more conscious, and we want to practice what we preach.
Yes.
You know, so if we're talking about removing the pressure to perform and provide all this stuff, you know, I think part of that is us also not buying into that. So like our main offering would be that experience voucher.
Yes.
You know, the year of self-care. But then other than that, we've got all of the calendars for next year.
Yeah.
The diaries.
Yeah. And if, you know, the year of self-care is, and it is very affordable, but if it is out of your price point, then there are the other massage vouchers. I mean, our half hour massage is $40.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we've got Himalayan salt lamps. We've got, I mentioned before, all the herbs and resins to be able to make your own mulled cider or mulled wine or your own incense. That's another great. And that's a lovely family tradition, because if you've got a big mortar and pestle, you could get the herbs and the resins and lay them out and pass the mortar around and get everyone to add a different herb in with an intent.
Yeah.
And then you grind it all up and everyone takes some home from your solstice or Christmas gathering.
That's a
good
idea.
And it's a little piece of that family energy or, you know, that circle energy or coven energy, whoever's there. Yeah. And with all their intents for the new calendar year, because even though solstice isn't the witch's new year, it is a new calendar year.
It's for everybody. It's a calendar year.
Yeah. And that's a nice ritual you can do that's not overly spiritual, you know. It's just giving each other wishes. And so, you know, auntie that might not be into this sort of thing, and especially if you're using something, you know, like say auntie's a bit Catholic or something, and you put some frankincense and myrrh on the table, well, then that's a herb and a resin that she's going to recognize and feel safe to use.
We actually have some beautiful local honey available in store at the moment too, and that's another really nice thing that you can do, is like make an oxymel, you know, or like a love honey.
Ooh.
Grind up some rose petals, and you know, you might add some calendula or some cinnamon or, you know, something into it, and mix your honey in there. It kind of helps preserve some of those herbs too. But then you've got a beautiful local oxymel.
Yep.
And this is the honeymoon, like the full moon that we've just had.
Yes.
Is sometimes called the mead moon.
Yeah, yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
Sometimes it's called the rose moon, though, right? Mead comes from honey. And we're all busy bees.
We are totally busy
we're
bees.
We're all busy bees right now. So, yeah, we've got that beautiful local raw multiflora honey available in here too.
And then for people that do gifts, we've got some great gift ideas as well. Yep. We've got tarot cards, oracle cards, like Dawnie said before, the calendars, the diaries, cabinet full of crystals for sale.
Books, journals.
We've got the pick and mix crystal jars too, which are they start from 50 cents and go up to $4, you know.
Stocking fillers.
Yeah, and speaking of stocking fillers, like if you're doing your secret Santas and stuff, a lot of the time they have limits on your spending. And so we've got little oils, you know, anointing oils that are just $9.
Yeah.
Or there's kind of slightly more extravagant ones that are $20. Everything's real affordable. Yeah.
So just before we run out of time for the show today, thank you so much again for coming and chatting with me. Oh, this
Thanks
hour
for
just
having us.
It just goes fly, eh? Flies by. And just remind everybody where they can find you.
So we're on the corner of Powderham and Robe Street. It's the big old witchy-looking villa next door to the BP station, and our entrance is actually off Powderham Street. Yeah.
And we do have extended hours as well leading up to our shutdown for the holy days.
Yeah.
So check out our Facebook page for our holy days.
And that's the Apothecary.
Massage, Medicine, Magic on Facebook, the Apothecary. Yep. It's got our logo as the little Facebook thing. Our website's the Apothecary NZ at bigcartel.com.
Perfect.
Not quite. It's just the apothecary.bigcartel.com.
I'll get it right on the Facebook.
Using our email address for it too.
And
I'm busy. I'm busy.
Yeah. And if you'd like to connect with me, you can connect to me best on Facebook as well, Love Keris. And thank you for joining us on Art FM this morning, and we shall catch you next week.
Happy Witchmas!
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.